Ko moe awa tamanui Franson, tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. The Waitangi Tribunal has recommended a group of hapū near Foxton be compensated for being denied use of their land for almost 150 years. In its Kōpūtara Priority Report released today, the tribunal says the Crown failed to grant title to a reserve lake at Lake Kōpūtara near Foxton and Himatanga Beach, which was set aside from the 1870 purchase of 240,000 acres in Rangitike and Manawatū. The claimants eventually got title in 1964, but they didn't get physical access until 2016 because the Crown granted all the land surrounding the reserve to private owners. The lake was overdrained for the Himatanga drainage scheme, causing serious sand shift, which was made worse when the army used the reserves as a live shell range during the 1940s and 50s. The tribunal says the Crown has acknowledged its actions impacted the economic, social and cultural well-being of the claimants, who include Ngāti Pare Wahapaha, Ngāti Pare Raukawa, Ngāti Kikopiri, Ngāti Tūranga and Ngāti Tūkorehe. On other news, Hawke's Bay Regional Council Chair Hinewai Ormsby has welcomed a call for more support to make Māori infrastructure ready for use in emergency management. A report from former Police Commissioner Mike Bush on the region's civil defence response to Cyclone Gabrielle a year ago has highlighted lack of training and failure to coordinate with Māori iwi and communities. Ms Ormsby says it also showed her council needs to support marae to look after their communities.
Our marae are at different spaces in terms of being ready for emergency management situations. So we need to be able to provide better training, better resourcing, so that in an event we are self-sufficient for at least 2 weeks before help can come. Because what we experienced with Cyclone Gabrielle here was that you needed to do that.
Anyway, Ormsby says those marae that did stay above water were able to look after the whole community. And an acclaimed documentary and filmmaker says losing use of her legs hasn't stopped her getting on with life. Paula Fetu-Jones has produced a 6-part series, Spinal Destinations, loosely based around her experiences in a spinal unit 14 years ago after being cut down by an autoimmune disease. She's gone on to direct films like Whina and Waru, but she says it took her some time to process the diaries she kept during the first months of her illness.
I really wanted to tell the story about being in there and just not existing as an individual. And it's taken me this long to sort of come to terms with like putting everything out there, sort of warts and all, because being a doco maker, I tell stories. So I'm able to tell my story through other people's stories. But this is my story about sort of how vulnerable I felt and how I was raging against the machine.
Spinal Destinations start tonight on Sky Open. And that's your Wātea English News.